I apologize for the shortness of this emergency podcast, but I'm recording this on Wednesday afternoon after the 1,100-point drop in the Dow. The market crash is accelerating, and I've got some intel for you on this, or some analysis that I think is highly relevant. So first of all, this is the result of the Fed barely raising interest rates 50 basis points, which is only 0.5%. Now, understand that the actual inflation rate in America right now is somewhere between 18 and 25%. But the official government inflation figures, they do not include food or fuel or housing, or a long list of other things. They exclude from the numbers to try to make the numbers look good. And even doing that, their numbers say that the current rate of inflation is something like 8 or 9%. And it's about to go officially into the double-digit range, you know, 10% plus. But in reality, there's no question it's really 20-plus percent. I mean, just look at what food costs. Look at housing. Look at fuel. Look at used car prices. Look at everything. Price increases are being announced across the board every day. Hardware stores, grocery stores, everything that you buy is going up, including ammunition. So the Dow is dropping because of that. Because we're in a bubble. We are in the world's most massive bubble, and the bubble is bursting. And as this bubble bursts, it's going to be like the collapse of the Terra Luna stablecoin that went from, I believe, something like $120 down to less than one penny or a few cents. Now it's bouncing around down there close to zero. That's what's going to happen, or something similar to that is going to happen in the markets, although not hitting zero. I mean, the Dow won't ever go down to zero because there will be a floor where it's a bargain for people to buy in, right? So there will be, as they say, blood in the streets from the crash that's coming. And even Gregory Mannarino is talking about potentially an 80% collapse in the stock market. Some people estimate 50%, 70%, 90%. But it's going to be massive. It'll be probably the largest stock market crash in history. It's not going to unfold in one day because there are circuit breakers in place, but it will unfold over several weeks. But it's going to be devastating. In fact, actually, if you look at the numbers right now, in terms of the dollar losses, the stock market collapse that we have experienced right now, just this year, is the largest collapse in history. It's even larger than the dot-com collapse. It's larger than the subprime mortgage collapse. And this is the largest collapse in history. It already happened. That's not a theory. Those are the numbers. And yet it's only just begun. So what's coming is going to be so much worse. I've just got to reiterate that people who are left holding dollars or any fiat currency, yen, euros especially, you're going to be wiped out if you're holding that. If you are holding stocks or bonds, or treasuries, you're going to be wiped out. I mean, this is like the dot-com crash over again, but 10 times bigger, maybe more than that. People are going to lose everything. Bank accounts, there'll be bail-ins, there'll be failed banks. There's going to be margin calls galore. I mean, you have never seen, none of us have ever seen what's about to happen. It's going to be devastating. The only safe haven, and I hate to quote, beat a dead horse on this. Maybe that's not the best metaphor, but I've said this so many times, but it is true. It's as true today as it has been over all the years that I've been saying this. The safe haven is physical gold and silver. It is owning land, owning your home, owning vehicles, owning tractors, as I've said, having diesel fuel. Let me tell you something. You know, I've stored thousands of gallons of diesel on my ranch, and I'm storing thousands more. And you may wonder, why am I stockpiling diesel fuel? Because I know where this is going. See, I figure that every 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel I store, I can probably run my generator for maybe 3 more months. So if I've got, you know, let's say 4,000 gallons of diesel stored, I can run a generator for an entire year. And if I really conserve electricity, I can run it longer than a year. or I can power diesel fuels, you know, for transport. I know that diesel is going to become so incredibly expensive and scarce. And as the financial collapse kicks in, you're going to see bankruptcies cascading across the private sector, which will affect refineries. It will affect the energy infrastructure. Now, I'm not predicting a massive collapse of the energy infrastructure. It's just that transportation companies will be strained. Banks will be collapsing. So there's going to be disruptions in the energy infrastructure. They won't be able to conduct business as smoothly as they used to be able to. So it's going to be much harder for them to supply gasoline and diesel. And by the way, JP Morgan is predicting gas prices averaging $6.20 a gallon by August. That's just a couple months away, folks. Well, what, 3 months away. $6.20. Diesel at that point would probably be $7.50 a gallon. And if this continues, it's no joke. We're going to get to $10 a gallon because of, well, everything that's happening, you know, the total attack on the world by the governments of the world, the economic sanctions, the massive money printing, the collapse of fiat currencies, you know, the shutting down of fossil fuel infrastructure, pipelines, refineries, you know, going green, which is impairing our ability to produce diesel fuel. All these things are very real. They're all happening. And the cheapest goods that you're ever going to buy are what you buy now. In other words, the cheapest loaf of bread that you buy will be the loaf of bread you buy today, because next month it's more. And in a year, it's double, or it's unobtainium at that point. You know, the cheapest gasoline that you're going to buy is the gas you buy today. Diesel the same way, copper, electrical wiring if you're in the electrician industry. The cheapest conduits you're ever going to buy are the conduits you buy today. You know, circuit breaker boxes, you know, all the components that go into electricity, all the components that go into plumbing, housing construction, all those components, lighting, everything, flooring, you know, resins, wood. It's all, I mean, even nails and wood screws and everything. Today is the lowest price that you're going to see for a long time to come. And the same thing is true with gold and silver, which have been so artificially suppressed that they are the bargain of a lifetime. Believe me, when you look back and gold is, you know, $10,000 an ounce or something, and you look back at today and you're like, whoa, I could buy gold for, you know, $1,900 roughly, an actual physical gold coin for something in that range, you're going to say that bargain of a lifetime. This is like buying Bitcoin in 2012. Or whenever it was, you know, $50 a coin, and then it went to 50,000. I mean, it's something like that. Maybe not so dramatic, but it's similar in the bargain that exists right now in gold and silver. So, folks, you know, take this information seriously. Heed this warning. The markets are unraveling. There is total economic destruction underway. And the only way to survive this is to prepare yourself by getting out of the collapsing assets and into stores of value, which is gold and silver and land and ammo and diesel and tractors and used vehicles and maybe art, if you understand art, which I don't, so I don't buy that. But mark my words, it's all happening. Just look at the markets. It's happening every day. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Be safe. And I've got an interview coming up with Miles Franklin's CEO, Andy Scheckman. You don't want to miss that interview because we talk about these topics and much more. Thanks for listening today. Everybody get prepared. Take care.